Doing things that don't make sense. I think we need to do more of those things. I think that's what we're doing, though. Makes sense to us, though. A life resume or a job resume. Let's think about these two things. MGTOW Men, welcome back. So society has these invisible anchors, as Immortal Minds puts it. He deems it only worthy and worth one's time, if you know, a man's time, if he works on his job resume, keeps up with the Joneses, as he puts out there. Not his life resume. Obviously, that's not what he's prescribing, but that is what he brought up in one of his videos, and I wanted to expound upon that. So why? Because a job CV gives a man clout. It gives a man money and status. It feeds the hypergamous mind, and at the center of almost everything today is hypergamy in one way or another. So hypergamy leads the day. In our world today, things are dictated by resource gathering. They always have been. What can be provided? What gives you worth according to what you do for work? And if you don't want any of these things, then you have some sort of ill. You have some sort of psychological ailment or a shortcoming that's making you a deviant. So a job CV is your actual career path. It's your education. It's your real work experience. It's your salary. It's your references. It's where you've been. It's where you've worked. It's the skills and achievements that you have listed at the bottom of your CV. Those unique traits. It's all of the recommendation letters and endorsements that you received from former and current colleagues, bosses, professors, business partners. So your job resume is your business card. Today, it's what gives you identity in the eyes of society, especially for a man. It's how big your office is. It's how well known you are in the field of work that you're in. It's the position and leverage that you possess that society sees and says, wow, you are useful. That gives you value. That makes you desirable. And I think now you're finally eligible to have a partner. As a man, you finally deserve it. You're finally eligible for hypergamy vampires. And what happened, what it used to be, is that this man now had just built his home. He had built his home, and now he needed inhabitants. So don't get me wrong, I'm not here saying that as a MGTOW that you don't value your career, that you only work a career job because it pays the bills. I'm not saying that you can't enjoy what you do. I'm not saying that it can't bring you joy. I'm not saying those things. It can bring you fulfillment. It can, if you enjoy it. I personally am pursuing one that I do enjoy, and I hope to do well at it. Whether or not I do, that's not always up to me. But I aim to enjoy it. And the difference is, if I don't do well in a job, if I lose a job, if I don't make that much money, none of that matters at the same level. For what matters in the life of someone that solely sees their job as their job CV, not their life CV, is where it really hits them hard. That is where you see a lot of the suicide rates increase in 2008. A lot of these men lost their jobs, but they also knew that not only did they lose their jobs, they lost their identity, they'd lose their families, they'd lose their investments, they'd lose their home. That is what drove them to the cliff. The only thing that the MGTOW man loses is time. So for a MGTOW man, if he doesn't like his job, if he gets fired, if he's not having success in attaining work or keeping work and wants to change careers, the only thing that he's really losing is time and energy. That's a good thing to see. That's all you're losing in smaller quantities. So for the non-MGTOW man, what he's losing is maybe his identity. He has put everything to that basket. He might be losing his marriage. He might be losing his family. He might be losing himself. We don't ever have that on the line. Unless, of course, that is something that you have. You have kids of the past. You make different payments each month. If that's the case, I wish you the best well and that you do well in those areas. But your job is something that you do in order to make your life more fulfilling, and that's how I see it. It's something that you leverage to really improve your life resume ultimately, because that's the most important thing. What is your life resume? Not your job resume. Okay, it's a leverage point to make your life the life that you want it to be, not to keep yourself afloat. Thus, your job can be treated for far more differently than the man that's enslaved to it to support a lifestyle or other things in his life that he's chosen to be enslaved to. So why do people do these things? So I was just thinking and meditating on this the other day, and what are the two reasons that people do things today, for the most part? I think that the only two reasons, or close to the only two reasons, or the most common ones are, does it make me money, does it give me clout, respect, and leverage, or does it give me pleasure? So I'm not saying that you should never do things for either of those reasons, but these two reasons for doing something often keep people from living and have kept me from truly living before, as these things are both tied to one's actual job resume, not their life resume. So trying to explain to someone that you're doing something because it adds to your life resume does not make sense. It's like taking a job in a remote foreign location going up to Nova Scotia instead of going to downtown LA or London, and then explaining to someone that you did so because you want to add to your life resume. Okay, life resumes are more important than job resumes because there are fewer people that are doing things out of a life resume demand. And I believe that greater regret upon nearing death is felt when people don't pursue life resumes as opposed or to their job resumes, which they are. What keeps people from pursuing life resumes? Pressing things in the moment that they put in there, that they had to deal with, that they fend off. So a lot of these things, most of them are material. The material world keeps the man from pursuing his life resume. He's got bills to pay. He's got furniture he doesn't need. He's got car payment, property taxes, diamond rings, hypergamy. These things are the enemy to a life that's full of a life resume. Think about that. So what do you want to pursue? I want to go my own way because I want to be able to invest more into my life resume. We never know where we're going to lose our life. Not my job resume. If you don't go your own way, it's only a luxury when you get to do things out of being related to your life resume. Rather, a non-MGTOW life requires you to pursue a life that is almost exclusively dealing with your actual resume. Sad. Unfulfilling. And when I was pondering this the other day, I was thinking about a couple things that I would do. One of these things was, okay, if I just got up and started driving to this town, it's about an hour and a half away from where I'm at right now. And there really is no reason to go to this town in the area that I'm referring to. There never was. I've been familiar with it for a long time. There's no draw. There's nothing there, nothing exciting. I live immediately in an area, for the most part, it's very populated, got everything you need. Thus, I guarantee you that there are millions of people that have lived within that town that I'm referring to just a few hours away, but have never been there in 80 years of life because they had no reason to go there. But if all of a sudden there was a huge oil boom discovery there, a huge mine of gold, then everyone would go. Duh, it makes sense. It's why certain towns have exploded along rivers, along coastlines, along harbors, protected by mountains, because it makes sense. It fosters trade. It's fostered the economy. It's generated resources. It's provided protection, and thus people survive and live there. It's like life, societal, citywide hypergamy, not individual hypergamy. So what I'm getting at here is that it has to make sense for the sake of survival and acceptance within the tribe for this town to be visited, or for people to understand why you're going somewhere. Never for the sake that it'll just add to your life resume. It'll be another experience. What the heck is that? Why does it matter? It shouldn't, according to the world, but it should. And I say wrong. I say just get up. Drive to the random town. Say you've been there. Who knows what will happen? Sometimes that's the best thing to do, and nobody else has done it. The MGTOW life just allows you to do random things that add to your life resume. It's great. To your life album, photo album, your life photo album that I think we're all trying to build each day. And secondly, I had this other weird thought. I said, what if I just got up and ran a marathon in Antarctica? Obviously, I'm not equipped to do that, but if I did, I'd be doing something that maybe only a few hundred people on this planet would be able to do. If I was able to put that on my resume, an employer would see that and they'd be blown away. Even if they were trying to think that it was, you know, if they were thinking I'm not fully qualified in the areas that they're concerned about. That they want to hire me based on. I would be beating out anyone at the job and the ability to run sub-zero temperatures, work ethic, discipline, sacrifice, and so forth. And what does that mean? That should mean a lot, right? So I postulated that I would become almost secure for life in being hired somewhere. Someone would want that, as that alone would spur hirings that I normally would not get. If I'm a CPA, what the heck does that have to do with being a CPA? Nothing. Nothing directly related to the skills of the job, but everything and more as it relates to the intangibles that fuel the skill that a person has in any job. Therefore, he must be a valuable employee. So the thing is, this is only put on someone's life resume. This doesn't appear on LinkedIn. This is not on your job resume. Why not? Because there is no hypergamous tie to this action. There's no apparent correlation here. But shouldn't it matter more that you wanted to build a house with your own two hands or paint a self-portrait as we hear in Fight Club? I think so. I think it should mean far more. The world says it shouldn't, but I think it should, and that it should. We should be able to pursue those things, but we are told we can't. We're told we're wasting our time if we do. I mean, if we do pursue it, we risk acceptance, a mate, a salary, a career, and all that which goes with it. But oh well, you'll live a fulfilled life. But like having kids forever, 999 out of 1,000 that are living that life, what's the harm if I just have one person, just like what I say about the 999 blue pills out of 1,000 people? What's the harm pursuing the life resume or the job resume? There's not a problem there. There really isn't. The world just frames it as if there is, as you don't feed into the Bed Bath & Beyond industrial complex. They don't understand denial of self is actually living free and full in MGTOW. So today, I urge you to think about this a little bit. You probably already are. Think about your life resume, not your job resume. I'm not saying don't care about it, because I know I still do, but just know MGTOW gives you the freedom to care about doing things that don't add up to anything in the eyes of the world, the things that may bring you the most joy and satisfaction, your life resume that you truly keep dear to heart. SunriseHoodies@gmail.com or SunriseHoodies where you can hit me up on Twitter. Hoodies up, man. Hoodies out.